Bezos Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph in Meseches Psachim. It is the 433rd daf in Shas. We're going to pick up on the bottom line of Kuf Yud Amud Beis, continuing with the Agadita of Zugos. Since our Gemara is mostly Agadita, we will not give much of an introduction, and we're going to jump right in. Gemara says on the bottom line, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Amud Yudam Shmuel, Kol HaMozug Mitztarif. Any type of mixed drink is mitzdarif. We've learned in the past that wine used to be mixed with water because the wine was so heavy. The Mefarish explains on the last Dibar Maschil Kol HaMazug that what our Gemara is saying is whether you drink wine that is diluted or another drink that is diluted, then that will combine for the number of drinks that you've had. And what we've discussed is that an even number of drinks is considered zugos and is problematic. Alpinister. So, you would have one and one drink, one of wine that is mazuk and the other of another drink, that is mitzdarif. Chutz min ha-mayim. The one exception is water. Water doesn't combine with other drinks. Mayim is not, of course, diluted. Rabbi Yochanan amar filu mayim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that water also combines. Amar af papa lo amaran ela chamimi lego kriri. The only time that mayim mazuk, we said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, combines is if you have hot water into cold water, as well as ukri gilgal chamimi, as well as cold water into hot. Avol chamimi lagoy chamimi ukri gilgal kariri loy. But if you have hot into hot or cold into cold, in such a case, they do not combine. Because if you have hot into cold, then that would be called mazuk as well, but hot into hot, cold into cold, would not be called mazuk. Amar Reb Shlakish, I bought dvarim. There are four things that are mesukan because of ruach ra. Someone who does it is putting his blood on his head, and he's held responsible for his own life. These are the three things. Hanifne ben dekel kaisel, someone who urinates between a palm tree and a wall. Va'over ben shnei dekalim, and someone who walks between two palm trees. Va'shose mayim shu'ulim, and he drinks borrowed water. Vover al mayim shifuchin, somebody who walks out over poured water. Vafish fachata isha befanavin, even if his wife poured it in front of him. These gemaras are hard for us to understand. I don't have a masaira from my rabbein in terms of what these gemaras exactly are saying or the exact construct of these rules. The gemara explains, Hanifne ben dekel lekosel. Lo amar, we only said that el delesle arba amas. Only if there isn't four amas between the wall and the dekel, then urinating there is going to be a problem. Avli isle arba amas, but if there is four amas between them, leslam ba, there is no problem. V'chi lesle arba amas lo amar en el deleka darka achrina. And the only time that we said that there is a sakana is where there is no other way. Here the Mefarshim explained that the shade could go by. The demon could go by. Avlika dirka achrina less lamba, then there isn't going to be a problem. And this Rav Shlakish said, however, ben shnei dekalin lo amar, that was only said, eldelo paskinu rishus haram, that there isn't a rishus haram that goes through the two palm trees. Avl paskinu rishus haram, but the rishus haram goes through it, less lamba, there isn't a problem. And this Rav Shlakish had said, shashay semayim shu'ulin, that drinking borrowed water lo amar, and he only said the eldeshailinu, cotton. Only cotton borrowed, but if it's a gadol, aval gadol less lamba, there is no problem. Fiu shalinu cotton nami lo amar, and the only time we said that there is going to be a problem, ela bisada delo shchichi, only in the field where it's not common for the ruach ra to be around. Let me explain that better. It's not common to have water, and therefore it's more likely to the ruach ra to be sholeit on the mayim. Aval beir, but in a city. Shchicha, that's come to have water, less lamba. Fafil basad, even the field where we said there's a chash of rechra, namilo amarin, ela mayu, only regards to water, vachamra vishikra. However, wine and beer, less lamba, there is no problem. We also learned, vaivra mayim shayfchin, that we said that it's going to be a problem if you pass over water that's poured. Loya marin eldlo af sikinu ba'afara. We're only talking about a case where it wasn't spread out over a ground, as well as voltafa barik, or spit wasn't put inside it. Avav sikinu. It's been spread on the ground, lotofu rikva, roka, or there was spit that was put into it, leslamba, then it's not going to be a problem. Lo amarin el delo avar alaya shimsha, And the only time it's going to be a problem, the sun didn't rise or shine on it. Aval over alayu shimsha, as well as velo over alayu shisin nigri, as well as there weren't 60 steps that already passed over it. Aval over alayu shimsha, the sun had passed over it. Vover alayu shisin nigri, and 60 steps had passed on it. Leslam ba. Velo imrarin el de lo rachiv chamra, velo saim masni. And we only say that's going to be a problem if he's not riding on a donkey, or as well as he doesn't close his shoes. Avorachiv chamna, but if he rides on donkey, v'sayim misani, and he closes his shoes, less lamba, he has no chash. V'hani mili hechad lekem mechash lechshafim. This only applies, these above dinim only applies in places where there's a fear of demons. Av lechad so in a place where the nachosh is fikshafim, so then in such a case you don't have to worry if one of these conditions are applied. For example, you don't have to worry if you're riding over with a donkey. However, in a place choshish fikshafim, they have to be chosh in all cases. Kahu gavra, there was a person, derachiv chamra v'sayim misane. He did drive a donkey, and there were 60 steps that have gone on over it. V'gom misane savukare. And nevertheless, it grabbed his shoes, and it caused this water on the ground, his legs to dry up. The Gemara continues now with examples of problematic instances of passing between things or people. Tan Rabbanan, Shlosh Hashem and Matzin. You shouldn't pass through two people. Velo Mis Matzin. So you shouldn't have two people passing this one person, as well as having one person pass between these two people. And these are three cases. You can't have this when it comes to a dog, a palm tree, and a woman. Some say a snake as well. And if there are two people walking, and they're about to come to a dekel, what should they do? They should start with something that starts with El and ends with El. Like, for example, they should start with the pasuk Kel Motzim Mitzrayim Kesofos Reimlo, and then conclude with the pasuk Ki Loi Nachash BiYakov Lo Kesem Yisrael Kes Yomer LiYakol Yisrael Ma Poal Kel in Parshas Balak Inami, or else Niftach Below VeNifsek Below. They should start with something that starts with low and ends with low, like pasuk Lo Ish El VeChazei Ven Adam Yisnechama Hu Amar VeLo Yisev VeLo Yikimenu. The Gemara continues about this issue of the sakana. Hani Beitre Dematziluhu. Isha Nida, there were two people, that a woman who was Nida passed between them. Then, in Tchilas Nida, Sihi Hareges Echamin. If it's the beginning of the Nida, then there will be a Mazik that will hurt one of them, literally kill. If it's at the end of the Nida, there will be a fight between them. Maitekante, Niftach Be'el, V'nafsik Be'el, like these Sukim, Kel Motzion Mi Mitzrayim, and Ma Po'al Kel. The Mara continues, Hani Trei Nash Diyasmin. There were two women who were sitting befrashas drachim at a crossroads. Chada b'hai gisa the shvila. One was on one side of the road. V'chada b'hai nechisa. Mechavna b'hai ladad. And they were facing each other. Vade b'kshafim asikon. Then certainly they're being oseg in witchcraft. Maita kanta, what you do to protect yourself. Ika darka achrina lezel. But if there's another way, you should take that way. V'deleka darka achrina. And if there is no other way, ika nishra achrina b'hadeh. If there's someone else that could go with you, nakedly die bahadi adadi nichlifi, they should hold hands and pass through. And if there's no one else, they should say, Igris Azlis Esya Blusya. These types of shadim, miskatla bechekval, are being killed with arrows. Heman the fogi beitza beidnana de sulka. Tfilas mitzvah, if a man passes a woman who's coming back from going to the mikvah, iihu kadim. If he's in front, umeshamesh, and he has relations with his wife later on, then a bad ruach will grab him. And if she has tashmesh with her husband, then the ruach nunim will grab her. What should they do? They should say the following thing. And that will protect him. The Marasha explains based on these shafim phenomenon, why that would be so. The Gemara continues, seven lines are bottom. Am Rav Yitzchak, my dichsiv. What does it say? Gam kielich b'geitz al malves. Lo yirara ki'ati madi. When I go in the valley of death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Zeh yashem b'tzel dekel yechidi. That's someone who sleeps next to a lone palm branch. V'gei is an emek. U'b'tzel halavoyna. As well as somebody who goes in the shade of the moon, which means that the shade casts a moon on a wall and he walks in that shade. Both of those cases are sakana that points to the pasuk of Gam Kierich Begeit Salmoves. Ubitzel Dekel Yechidi Lo Amara, and this that we said about sleeping in the shade of a palm tree, it's a sakana, was only said, Eldelo Nafil Tula Dechavre Ilave, that the shade of another palm tree doesn't fall next to it. Nafil Tula Dechavre Ilave, but if there's another palm tree that casts its shadow, less lamba, because the shade is sent away from that. We're asked, oh, Hadassanya, but what about this that we learned? Hayashem Mitzal Dekel Yechidi Bechotzer. If you sleep in the shade of a single palm tree in a courtyard, Hayashem Mitzel Avona, Dome Barosha. That seems to indicate that the Tzel Dekel is only Sakana in the Chotzer. Analyzing Marhechidon, what are you talking about? Ilema Delo Nafutul Dechavre Ilave. If we're going to say that there was another shadow, Afil Besadinami, even in a field is going to be Sakana. Elav Shmamina, the Chotzer, what are we talking about? Chotzer, Afagab Nafutul Dechavre Ilave, Shmamina, that there would still be a Sakana in such a case. Where I analyze it is a couple lines from the bottom. Excuse me, the last line already. Ubitzula shalivana. We also said the shade of a moon. Lo amar, and that was only said el ba'amarava, only on the west of the wall. Aval, but in the beginning of the month, that when the moon is in the west, dinichasa, and the shade is in the east, less lamba, there's nothing to worry about. Where it continues on Amud Beis. With more of the hezek of a dekla, haiman the bipnei ager de dikla, someone who relieves himself by a palm tree. Achadalei l'didei ruach palga, the sickness of muteness, of silentness, grabs him. Haiman the matzli reisha agidra de dikla, and someone who puts his head on a palm tree that was cut down. Achadalei ruach stada, then he will have pains on that side of the head that was resting on it. Haiman the pasi dikla. Someone who jumps over and steps on the trunk of a palm tree, imikdal kotel. If the tree had been cut down, he'll be cut down. V'yakir, and if it was uprooted, miyakir mos, he'll be uprooted and die. Hanimila delal manach kari ilave. This only applies if he leaps over it. Aval amenach kari ilave. But if he puts his foot on it, leslamba, there's nothing to worry about. The Gemara speaks about the dangers of the ruach ra of shade. Chamusha tulei havi. There are five types of shade. Tula dikla chida that we mentioned earlier, the shade of a single palm tree. Vetula chanda, and the shade of a tree that's called chanda. Tula defurcha, the shade of tzlaf. Vetula dezardida, and the shade of eitz ozardin. Ikadarmi af tula dearba. Some say the shade of a boat. Vetula da arafta, as well as the shade of an arava. Klal de milsa, called the nafish infe. Anything that has a lot of branches, kashi tule. So then its shade is dangerous. Vechal de kashi silve, and anything whose wood is strong, kashi tule, then its shade is also dangerous. Levar mikru masha, except for a tree that's called kru masha. Davagav de kashi silve, that even though its wood is hard, lo kashi tule, its shade is not dangerous. The reason for this is the amale lishid levra, that the shade says to its quote unquote son, parchin afshcha, run away, mikru masha diu de katal avuch katal dide, because he killed your father and he's going to kill you. Amar avi ashi chazin rav kahani, I saw rav kahani departs mikule tli, he stayed away from any type of shade, and he didn't hang out in the shade. The Gemara now mentions the names of shadim. Be Porche, the ones in the shade of Tzlaf, Ruche, is called Ruche. Deve Zardida, the one of Eitz Ezradin, Shida, is called Shida. Deve Igra, Rishbe. Lemay Nafkmina, who cares what it's called? Likmia. The question is, how should the Mekubalim write a Kamiya to protect from those shadim? The ones that are come from a tzlaf, ber yashein lainaim, it is a shade that doesn't have any eyes. L'may nafkamina, who cares what type of shade it is? L'gzuzele, how to run away from it. Since it doesn't have eyes, you don't have to run very fast because it's hard for it to catch you. Zimnechad, the one time, Avazel Tzurmer Abban and Lafnuye. They went to relieve themselves of a pirche under the Eitzatzlaf. Shama de Ka'asa Ilave. Gazila. Talmachacham heard the ruach and he ran away. Gazachapke ledikla. But then he ran into the trunk of a dekel. Tzavach dikla. The ruach grabbed the dekel, dried it out, upakahi, and then it immediately fell out. So he escaped the ruach, the shade, and it affected the tree and not him. The Gemara says, talks about now the shade under the Uzradin tree. Parcha de Vezrasta Shideishma, we mentioned its name Shmide. Haizrasta de Smicha Lemasa. If you have Zarta that's close to a city, Lo Pachasa Mishitin Shidi. Doesn't have less than 60 shade. In my Nafkamina, the Michtala Kmiya. The Nafkamina is to know how to write the Kmiya. Hai Barkasha de Masa, there was a. Barkasha is a policeman of the city. De Azalakai, that he was going. Gabe Zarta, Davasamach Lemasa, next. And he was near, and he stood next to his arta that was next to a city. Al beishit and shidiv yistakin. 60 shadim attacked him. Also, little merabban came from Rabban lo yada des arta shit and shidiv. They didn't know that it had 60 shidim. Vikasav la kmiya lechada shida, and they wrote him only a kmiya for one shade. Shama. Then the policeman heard the talichinga begave that there were still shadim. They were still dancing around. These were singing around and saying, the napkin of this fellow is like the napkin of the Rabbanan. But and we found that he doesn't know how to make a bracha on the napkin, the bracha of Oter Yisrael B'Sefara, the Rashbam explains. Also, Rabbanan, one of the Rabbanan came along, the Yad Zar Tashit in Shav Dehave, Gosel Shmei Tashit Tashit, Ushama de Ka'amru Panu Menaichu Mehacha, and he chased the Shadim away. He heard the Shadim say to each other, let's get away, and that's how they knew. They chased him away. The Pasuk says, Ketev Umirihi. In Parshas Hazinu, where the Torah describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Chalila, in the case of where they do Averas, it describes them as Ketev, being punished with Ketev Umirihi. The Gemara says, Trei Kitvi Havi, there are two Shadim that are called Kitvi. Chad Mikmei Tahara, comes before the afternoon, v'chavi basetar, and the other after the afternoon. The kmei tar, the one before the afternoon, keta marishmo, u'mechezi be kado de kamcha, and you could find it before the afternoon in a jug. Kutach, kutach was a milk dish. V'hader be b'chasha, and he goes around it like a spoon that spins it. The basetira, the one afterwards, keta v'yoshu tzarayim, that's afterwards, that's described in Tehillim, in Yoshe B'Seisar Elyon, in Perek Tzadi Aleph. U'mechzi be'karne de'iza, and he appears like the horns of a goat. V'hadr be'kanfia, and he turns it around as if in a sifter. Abaya v'shokov Azza, Abaya was going on the wave. Azza Rav Papa Yemine, Rav Papa was on his right hand side. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua b'Tzad Smol, Rav Huna son of Rav Yeshua was on his left. Chazi Abayi saw Lahu Ketim Riyu Dekasa Lape the Smala. He saw it going towards the left. Ahadra the Rav Papa Smala, and he put Rav Papa on the left. Ravuna Bredi Roshua Lemina. Rav Papa assumed that Abayi didn't want to hurt him, and that Abayi must be putting him on the right because he thought Papa would not be affected. Ano Maishnad Lo Chashishli, why are you not worried about me? Rav Papa said, Amalei Abayi. Abayi said to Rav Papa, you're in good time. In other words, you're wealthy, you're successful now. So Shay doesn't go after you because they sense you're in a good place and they don't feel they'll be successful in attacking you. More about the Shaydim of Ketav Meriri. Mechad B'Tamos on Rosh Chodesh Tamos HaChitzabe until the 16th Tamos Vadei Shchichi, they're very common. Mechad V'Elik, Sav Shchichi, Sav Lo Shchichi. Afterwards, it's not as common. And they're found in the shade of a grass called chetzev. The shade of the morning and the evening that isn't the size of an amma. And they're primarily found in the beis hakiseh. Amar Rav Yosef, Hanitzlei Mili, there are three things. You have Arbona Linahora that bring, Arbona is blindness to vision. And these are things, Madasark Resha Yavish, someone who combs his hair when his hair is dry. Umandashase Tif Tif, and someone who drinks the drops of wine from a barrel. Umandasayim Masane Adamaisana Bara, and someone who ties his shoes when his feet are still wet. Tasa Bivaisa, if someone hangs bread in the airspace of his window, the Gemara will see, says, Kashi Lani Yusa, that's difficult towards poverty, you know, as a cause of poverty. Kedamri Inshi, as people say, Tla Silta, someone who hangs the food, Tla Mizonasa, his food is far from him. In other words, he's hanging it as a sign, and it's signs that the food is far from him. Vlo Amaron, and we only said that's difficult for poverty, Ela Riftav, he's hanging bread. Avot, Bisra V'chavre, but meat or fish, less on bother, is no concern. The normal thing is to hang them. Pare Bivesa, if he has bran in his house that's spread out, the Mefarshim explain, on the ground, and he trods on it, Kushal and Yusa, that's bad for poverty as well. Nishvara Bivesa, if he has breadcrumbs all over the place as well, Kushal and Yusa. Vel Shabbos, Lo Revius, Shar Mezikin Olave, nights of Shabbos as well as on Wednesday nights, come for the Mazikim to be on these crumbs. The Sur de Mizona, Nikid Shemei, the officer of Mizonos, his name is Nikid, and he doesn't want there to be crumbs on the ground. Visur de Aniusa, and the one who's in charge of Anius, Novel Shmei, his name is Novel. Our daf concludes, something else to be concerned about, Sa Apume de Chatzpa, there is a dish that's put on top of a barrel, Kosh Aniusa, that's not good for poverty. Man Deshasamai Betzaya, someone who drinks water from a dish, kashav rukase, it's not good for his eyes. Dachal tachli, someone eats something called shachalayim. V'lo mashiyadni, doesn't wash his hand. V'fachet lasan yoma, he should be concerned for 30 days. Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up tomorrow with more of this agadata. Again, I emphasize, we went through this daf without explaining both the scientific possible explanations to some of these things, as well as the issues of Sod and Kishuf that are beyond all of my expertise. And therefore, we go through the daf and we surrender ourselves to what Chazal have taught us, even if we don't understand every part of it, or in today's daf, a lot of it. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Maseches Pesachim.